DW.
Jorge Maziri, wearing a white helmet and protective glasses, is walking proudly through a processing plant on Colombia's Caribbean coast. The blazing Caribbean sun is reflecting on the gas pipes. He kneels down to check them.
One of our objectives as a corporation is to connect the whole of Colombia up to the power grid. We are therefore ensuring that energy sources, in this case natural gas, can be supplied to energy facilities throughout the country.
Maziri works for Promigas, which operates the processing plant. The company puts out nearly 7 million cubic meters of natural gas per day. It's the country's second largest supplier. And they're determined to build even more pipelines. That's why, in 2015, Promigas hacked a corridor through the tropical rainforest here, 25 metres wide and 192 kilometres long, cutting down thousands of trees and devastating natural habitats in the process. The United Nations Development Programme negotiated a deal with the gas provider. Promigas was to compensate for the environmental damage by funding new projects aimed at protecting biodiversity and ecosystems elsewhere in the country. But is this compensation model a sensible way to protect nature? John Bejarano, who negotiated the deal for the UN's Biodiversity Finance Initiative, thinks it is.
Compensation is a good instrument, even if it turns out to be the very last option, if we can no longer avoid, reduce or mitigate environmental damage. It can be part of the solution in a developing country like Colombia, where the infrastructure is growing continuously, with new roads, new electricity grids, new gas pipelines, new dams and new ports going up that all impact on biodiversity. The country still has 50% of its native forests, but a high proportion of its population also lives in poverty.
Expanding infrastructure in Colombia has already had a major impact on the environment. Tropical rainforests harboring unique ecosystems once stretched over 40% of the country. Now they cover just 4%. The tiny Los Colorados Wildlife Sanctuary, for instance, is home to 2,500 plant species, many of them endemic. But the conservation area is just 1,000 hectares in size, and it's shrinking all the time. Cristal Anje from the Caribbean Environmental Heritage Foundation is working to change that, with the compensation money provided by Promigas.
We have one of the most biodiverse countries in the world. We're losing it very fast also right now due to deforestation. And so being able to work hands-on with communities is something that I'm really thankful for.
One of the communities benefiting from the compensation is San Juan de Nepomuceno. Cristal Anje and her NGO work together with the farmers here. For years, their lives and livelihoods were disrupted by armed conflict between right-wing paramilitaries and left-wing insurgent groups. Now, the peace process in Colombia has allowed farmers to return. The idea is for the farmers to live and work in a more sustainable fashion and minimize environmental damage from deforestation, farming and livestock breeding.
We've been working with the national park system, we've been working with other NGOs, but we haven't worked with the private sector. And it's something new for everyone, not just for us, but for the community as well. We've been having very deep discussions with the community as far as how much should we compensate, what is compensation, and how do those resources from the private sector end up in the hands of the community.
John?
The money doesn't go directly to the farmers. Instead, they're provided with working clothes and tools and invited to take part in workshops. Instead of monocultures, they now plant native varieties of fruit and vegetables such as yams, which they sell in the capital. Farmers like Julian Leiva now see the importance of the environment for their own livelihoods.
It's very primordial to contar con esta zona boscosa.
It's important to have these forested areas because they provide us with water, medicinal plants, and oxygen. The entire ecosystem has a direct impact on our standard of living, our health, and the physical development of people here.
For John Bejarano, the compensation scheme is just the beginning.
Every single year in Colombia, we lose forests covering an area the size of our capital, Bogotá. Compensation helps companies think about the impact their actions have on the natural environment and makes them realize that they have a responsibility. At the same time, local communities are assuming more obligations. It's not just about receiving donations. It's about greater awareness of both their rights and their responsibilities towards the environment.
If Colombia's precious rainforests are to be preserved, Bejarano is convinced everyone here will have to do their bit. DW.